Welcome to the podcast of Reverend Daniel Agbesi. Reverend Daniel Agbesi is the founder and head pastor of Peacekeepers Assembly International, located at Kwabena, adjacent to the community hospital. Reverend Daniel preaches on righteousness, faithfulness, godliness, love, steadfastness, and gentleness. He is the epitome of a virtuous man. Now, let's listen to Reverend Daniel.
As we enter into God's word, I welcome you to the third day of our fasting and prayer. It's the first night of our prayer session in this place. A call to prayer is a call to possibilities. Amen. The Bible says, is any man among you suffering? Let him pray. Say, is anyone among you afflicted? Let him what? Pray. Before affliction will come, you have gone ahead in prayer. This year, because you are here to pray, I see you overcoming problems. I see that in this year, you will not suffer. We are observing the 21 days of fasting and prayer. Make time to come to this place to see the face of God. Everybody has an altar. This is the time that you must come to God's presence and cry out before the altar of God. The Bible said, the Lord is my refuge and my fortress. Your refuge is where you hide yourself. Amen. Exodus chapter 3 from verse 1 to 10. Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the back of the desert and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. He came to Horeb, the mountain of God. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire from the midst of a bush. So he looked, and behold, the bush was burning with fire, but the bush was not consuming. It was burning with fire, but it was not consumed. Then Moses said, I will not turn aside and see this great sight. Why? The bush does not burn. Verse 4. So when the Lord saw that, he turned aside to look. God called to him from the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he answered, here I am. Then he said, do not draw near this place. Take your sandals off your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. Verse 7. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the oppression of my people who are in Egypt, and have heard their cry because of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrow. So I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptian, and to bring them from that land to a good and large land. This year, you will walk in good places. This year, you shall see expansion in the name of Jesus, to a land flowing with milk and honey, to the place of the Canaanite and the Hittite and the Amorite and the Perizzite and the Hivite and the Jebusite. Now, therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel has come to me, and I have also seen the affliction with which the Egyptians oppressed them. Come now, therefore, I will send you to Pharaoh, that you may bring my people and the children of Israel out of Egypt. Praise be to God. God has no special child. God has no special children. So no one can say that God loves someone else better than he loves him or her. A man becomes useful to God and humanity, not on the premise of the love of God, but when he pays the price of fasting and also praying. You don't become useful to God because he loves you, but you become useful in the hands of God when you pay the price of praying and fasting. A prayerless individual cannot be used by God. The change you will see yourself make on earth, which will have lasting impact, can only happen by prayer. It can only happen with prayer. It can only happen through prayer. Anytime you will make an impact, a lasting impact on the earth realm, it can only happen by prayer, with prayer, and through prayer. How I pray for you in this season that your prayer anointing will be activated. That God will spare up the spirit of prayer in the inside of you. This year when you find yourself asleep, you find yourself praying. When you find yourself awake, you find yourself praying. I pray for the sparing up of the spirit of prayer. Shout and receive that portion. To take over in this beautiful year, your life must be prayer conditioned. Your life must be prayer seasoned. God, you must season your life with what? Prayer. Prayer must be constant to enjoy constant victories. Prayer must be constant to enjoy what? Constant victories. Romans chapter 12, verse number 12. The Bible says in the English Standard Version that rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, be constant in prayer. If something is constant, you do it continually. Hello? Rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, but be what? Constant in prayer. You need constancy in prayer to enjoy daily victories. You need constancy in prayer to enjoy continual victories. In this year, I see victories all around you. Victories shall be on every side of your life. Shout in me like you believe it. As you pray in this week, in this season of fasting, may all your battles be turned into victories. May all your battles be turned into victories. The one with the loudest shout, grace is coming upon you. Prayer does not change situations per se, but it changes the individual in the manner needed for him to change situations. Prayer don't change situations. The thing that prayer changes is, first of all, that individual who is praying in a way that he will be equipped to change situations in his life. Are you still there? If the man is not changed, there is zero chance for his situations to change. So anytime you come to pray, the place of prayer, and you are praying, the one who is changing is not a situation. But the first person to change is you. Once you are changed, the situation will change. How many of you remember our lesson during capacity building? Amen. You change first before your situation change. Praise be to God. Are you still here at all? Real change is wrought on the platform of prayer. And tonight we will pray. Tonight we will pray. There are different kinds of situations that will confront many people in this year. Some of those situations can be changed by applying intelligence. Once you apply intelligence, the situations will change. There are certain situations people will see themselves in. They can change them by taking drugs that doctors have prescribed. Hello? Some situation will change in this year by applying pressure and human force. Once you apply pressure, you will see a change in your life. Some other issues will change by using money. Hello? Number one is rent. When you want to change your rent situations, you use what? Money. You don't use sweet talk. Your landlord will be tired of talking sweet to him. One day, he will intentionally flare up. There are certain situations you find yourself in. You need what? Money to solve it. But majority of things will change by that man or woman who prays. Praise be to God. Jesus said, this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting. There are some things that will never change in your life unless you have given yourself to prayer and what? Fasting. Matthew 17, 21. Quickly. However, this kind does not go out except by fasting and prayer. And this year, we are fasting. As long as you fast, there shall be a change in your life. Look at it. However, this kind does not go out. There are different kinds of confrontations. There are different kinds of problems. There are different kinds of situations. But there are certain kinds of situations. Change does not come unless a man or a woman give themselves to prayer and fasting. Hello? Which Cain are we talking about? Take us to Matthew 17 from verse 14 to 18. What are the kinds of situations that demands prayer and fasting? It says, this is just when he came back from the Mount of Transfiguration, and the man came to him, kneeling down and worshiping him. And the man had a certain request. And the man said, and when they had come to the multitude, a man came to him, kneeling down to him and saying, verse 15, go ahead. Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is what? Come on, preach with me. For he is what? And suffer severely, for he often falls into the fire and often into the water. Go ahead. So I brought him to your disciples. These are disciples. Some of them have nicknames. Bishop 1, a.k.a. Finance, Akcia, Judgmental Prophet 1, a.k.a. Abu Abrarala. I brought him to this your disciples. Your disciples. They are not mine. Your own. But they could not cure him. Not that they did not try. They tried, but there was no results. They wish that by the time you come back, the story would have been different. With all the titles they have, they couldn't effect change. This year, you effect changes. I say you effect changes. Anywhere you go, changes will follow you. I say change will follow you. Any situation you find yourself in, you will be the change agent. The things that are not working by the grace of God, once you are there, it will begin to work. When you shout, they make grace will enter you. Then Jesus answered and said, oh, faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? Bring him here to me. And Jesus rebuked the demon. Are you there? And Jesus rebuked the demon, and he came out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. And the child was cured from that very hour. You see, the kind of situation Jesus was talking about are those situations that are initiated and executed by demons. There are certain situations that have very good names. Like in the case of the man who just read about, epilepsy sounds very nice. It sounds like the name of a food. There are certain situations that the man was mentioning. What the man did not know was that a demon was responsible for those manifestations. A demon behind the scenes are responsible for what was happening. Hello? Those unpleasant manifestations was as a result of one demon. He said, my son is epileptic. Epilepsy is a neurological disorder. In other words, it affects the brain. And it's something that once it seizes the brain, it has a way of capturing the whole body. Even when you are standing, it will throw you down. If you are seated, it will throw you down. And somewhere, when this thing is happening to you, you will be disgraced after the episode. What is happening to the guy? It brings shame. The guy does not know when the demon will strike. So this year, you will not be disgraced. I said, this year you will not be disgraced. The guy shakes as though he's under the influence of electricity. He will say, my father, and be foaming on the mouth. The demon just wants to disgrace him. When he's in the interviewing room, that is where epilepsy comes. When he's writing his exams, that's where epilepsy comes. I pray for you in this season. Every demon assigned to bring disgrace your way, we declare, let it come out. Shout and say, come out. In the name of Jesus. When the guy is in a meeting with business investors, then the demon will come and pass and whistle. It's only the guy that sees the demon. Then the guy begins to shake. By the time he realizes, he's epileptic. Who will give business to someone who is epileptic? The man said, my son suffers severely. It means that he's hurt all over himself. Anytime he convulses and falls like that, His head, sometimes nobody's there, so he hits his head to the chair. Sometimes he hits himself to a stone. And so he has cuts. He has scars all over his body. He said he often falls into water. Water signifies trouble. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a stand against it. Water means many troubles. And he said he often falls into fire. Fire represents affliction. But my Bible said affliction shall not rise up a second time. This year you are trouble free. You are affliction free. Now we shall come and grace is looking at you. What the man doesn't know is that a demon is responsible for all that his son was going through. No wonder no medical doctor could cure the son. No wonder no counselor could help. No psychiatrist could salvage the situation, because there are certain kinds of situations. It takes the power of God that is generated through fasting and prayer. In this as you are fasting and you are praying, I see you coming out from every demonic affliction. You are coming out from every suffering. You are coming out from every shame. I know who is ready, but there's power that is going to come upon your spirit, and no demon can touch you up tonight. So the Bible said, Jesus rebuked the demon. My God. When he saw the problem, you know, this one is not a doctor's problem. This one is a problem because a demon was present. Hello? And the Bible said, the demon came out of the guy and he was cured. Like never before, your business will be cured. I said, like never before, your relationships shall be cured. Anything in your life that a demon is responsible for, by the finger of God, you are cured this moment. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Any demon behind your shame, any demon behind the pain in your body, any demon responsible for financial hardship, responsible for promise and fail, suddenly say, come out. Suddenly say, come out. Suddenly said, come out. Jesus said, this kind does not go out except by fasting and prayer. Thank God you are fasting in this season. Thank God you are praying this season. Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever believes in me, he said, great works shall he do. He said, great works. He said, what? Great. He said, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do. If Jesus healed the sick, this way he healed the sick. If Jesus was not put into shape, you will not be his grace. If Jesus cast out demons at your command, demons shall flee. So in the name of Jesus, every demon assigned against me in this year, in the form of shame, come out. I'm going to mention the condition. All you do is like, come out. Is that okay? I thought by now you'll be standing. So in the name of Jesus, Every demon, assign against me in this year, in the form of shame,
in the form of shame,
come out. So let me shame, come out. Shame, come out. Sickness, sickness, come out. Shame, sickness, come out. Independence, come out. Non-achievement, come out. Disappointment, delay, come out. Almost there. Vain labor,
come on.
Promise and fail,
come on.
Rise and fall,
come on.
Death,
come on.
Stand down,
come on.
Setups,
come on.
Insufficiency,
come on.
Accusations,
come on.
Let's take it again.
Shame,
come on.
Sickness,
come on.
Independence,
come on.
Wrong achievement,
come on.
Disappointment,
come on.
Delay,
come on.
Almost there,
come on.
Vain labor,
come on.
Promise and fail,
come on.
Rise and fall,
come on.
Immature death,
come on.
Stand down,
come on.
Set out,
come on.
Insufficiency,
come on.
Accusations,
come on.
Say, as I clap my hands,
as I clap my hands,
I command,
every demon
from hell,
every demon,
from my father's house,
my mother's house,
my son,
and power,
against me
in this year,
as I clap my hands,
I decree,
and declare,
come out. Sit down for 2 minutes. Amen. The power that changes any individual is ordained in the place of prayer. An individual that cannot pray cannot change into what God has ordained him to be. That is why the devil will try everything to stop your prayer life. Is somebody hearing me at all? If there's any major attack on your life, the enemy will attack first and foremost your prayer life. That thing that he attacks your relationship, attacks your business, is a distraction. The main attack and target is your prayer life. And to remain prayerful, you need absolute discipline. Hello? Jesus calls it violence. You have to be brutal. You have to be violent. You have to be rough to be prayerful. Matthew chapter 11, verse number 12. Jesus said, and from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. You need to be violent to remain constant in prayer. You need to hurt some relationships just to make time for God in prayer. You need to cancel some appointment and forgo some pleasures just to be in the place of prayer. Is somebody hearing me at all? Is somebody hearing me at all? You have to be rough in your understanding. You have to be brutal in your spirit, in thinking or in taking what belongs to you in prayer. You cannot be prayerful and be gentle. Because the opposite of violence is being gentle. Say, lift up your right hand and do this. Say, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You cannot be diplomatic and be prayerful. You cannot be cute. So that's for me, I pray in a cute manner. Hello? You need to hear when the Bible says that we wrestle against, not against flesh and blood. Wrestling is not gentility. Wrestling is rough. That is the mentality you must have in your spirit. When you come to church, it's time for prayer. It's not time for gentility. It's not time that when you pray a little, then you take a mirror. As you are praying, you're watching whether your face are squeezed. It's not. Prayer is not for gentle people. The violent takes it by force. You must be rough and you must have a rugged approach to prayer so that you can benefit from prayer. Luke chapter 18, verse 10 to 14. Just spoke about two people who entered into the temple. One of them was at one corner speaking slangs. Luke chapter 18, verse 10 to 14. One of them stood in one corner. He said, two men went up to the temple to pray. Jesus speaking, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus to himself, God, I thank you that I'm not like other men, extortionists, unjust, adulterers, and even as this tax collector. He's in one corner slanging. Go ahead. I fast twice a week, man. I give tithe of all that I possess. And the tax collector by Jesus said, standing afar off. That's all we are praying. You must make room for yourself. Hello? Make room for yourself. Standing afar off will not as much as raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast. The person who is praying is beating his breast. Who can cross that person not to pray? He will beat you. Someone who can beat himself can beat you. Someone who is praying, you don't even look up to heaven, he's looking down. You hit, he said, bah, bah, bah. Have mercy on me, Lord. Be merciful to me, sinner. Then you start it. What does hitting breast have to do with gentility? You need a pain problem at us. Is somebody hearing me? Oh, yeah, yeah, no. I said, is somebody hearing me? You need fire in your prayer. Fire! You must be rugged. The kingdom is not taken by gentility, it's taken by the violent. Hello? Oh, hello. Moses has to be violent to experience the change that prayer brings. We know of Moses, how he grew up as a prince in the house of Pharaoh. We saw how he abandoned all that he learned in the house of Pharaoh, together with the likelihood of him becoming a prime minister in Egypt. He abandoned everything for a divine call that he was not so sure about. At age 40, he ran from the house of Pharaoh. He was found in the land of the Midianites and married a woman called Zipporah, whose father was a pastor in Midian. So Moses married a pastor's daughter. Hello? For 40 years, make it 80 years. For 40 years, he was in the house of Jethro. He married the daughter Zipporah, and he was working for Jethro. He was taking care of Jethro's flock of sheep for 40 solid years. There was no change in his life as long as he was taking care of the sheep of Jethro. Then one day in the scripture we read, Exodus chapter 3, as he was taking care of the sheep, he was asking himself many questions. That is why he abandoned the flock of sheep and came to Mount Horeb, even the mountain of God. Is somebody hearing me at all? It will take deep contemplation to turn to God this time around. Said he loved the sheep. He does not care what will happen to the sheep. It is a violent man to think like that. Some of you, when you are lying by your boyfriends and your girlfriends, how you get up and come and pray for God to show you mercy? To translate relationship to marriage is difficult for you. I'm not talking about you this tonight. I'm talking about Moses. Hello? He abandoned the sheep. Lions may come. Hyenas may come. Bears may come. But he said, what can come, can come. He left it, went to the mountain of God, seeking the face of God. And when he went to Mount Horeb, he had an encounter. Tonight, may you have an encounter. May you have a personal encounter with God. An encounter to change your story. In the name of the Lord Jesus, shout another amen. coming to the mountain of God is coming to the place of prayer. It is coming to the house of God. Anytime you come to the mountain of God, it's coming to the place where his presence dwells and blessings are commanded. And when you come to the mountain of God, it's a place of possibility. Anything at all can happen. As you can hear the sound of my voice, God will just release the oil of prosperity upon your life. And you that you used to be a nobody, you will begin to be a somebody in our generation. Come on, shout yes! Bible said, but upon Mount Zion, there shall be deliverance and there shall be holiness. And the house of Jacob shall possess their possession. In the mountain of God, there are possibilities. You cannot come and go back the same. I refuse it that today you go back on the same. May the anointing of supernatural speed come upon you. May the anointing to take over come upon you. May the anointing to see enlargement come upon you. Receive that power and grace in the name of Jesus. Hebrews chapter 12 from verse 22, 24 say that, but you have come to Mount Zion, the heavenly Jerusalem, the city of the living God. You have come to thousands upon thousands of angels in joyful assembly. They say, you have come to the church of the firstborn whose names are written in heaven. Look at the things that are on the mountain of God. Then they say, you have come to God, the judge of all, and unto Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. On the mountain of God, everything about God is present. Kaish. That is why you cannot go back on the same way you came. I curse every sickness in your life. I release the blessing of the Lord. Therefore, let every curse working in your life, let it be taken away. Let it be rolled away. Let it be taken away. In the name of Jesus, clap your hands to the throne of God. In a place of prayer on the mountain of God, everything about God is just present for your change. I see change coming into your life. There are two ways an encounter in prayer will do for you. Number one is brokenness. Shout brokenness. We are about to come to the end of the service. Shout brokenness. Anytime you come to the place of prayer, God in a place of prayer will break you to change you. He will break you to do what? To change you. You may have certain understandings. You may have certain viewpoints. You may have certain achievement. But God will cause them to mean nothing to you. The only thing and personality that must be superior and most important in your life is God. This state of brokenness is necessary to birth humility in you. Is somebody still there? The only pathway to greatness, the only pathway to take over is when you are humble. If you are clapping your hands, you clap your hands. Hear me? Any other means to make it without God, God sees it as pride and he will fight you. Any other route you take, any other route you take without the involvement of Jehovah, he sees it as pride. And God himself, you will not send an angel. He himself, he will fight you. James chapter 4, 6 and 7. God himself will fight you. You cannot make it without God. And when you are trying to make it without God, he will teach you that all power belongs to him. But he gives more grace. Therefore, he says, God resists the proud. God is resisting you. How can you prevail against him? God resists the proud, my God, and gives grace to the humble. I see grace multiplied in your life. The ability to do the impossible. I see God giving you that ability. I see God giving you grace. 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 Grace, shout and receive grace. Verse 7, therefore submit to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Anytime we rebuke the devil, it's not because we pray for so long. is because we are submitted to the authority of God in prayer. So when we say come out, we must come out. You are seeing yourself standing, but behind you is Elohim. Ayagodosh. So when you speak, the devil does not hear your language. He hears the language of God. Therefore, every demonic entity in your life, we say, come out in the name of Jesus. Let it come out tonight. Somebody say, come out. Somebody say, come out. Somebody say, come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. When you check the armors that are in God, the Bible says that put on the full armor of God. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, the sword of the spirit, the belt of truth, the shoes for the preparation of the gospel. There's nothing to cover your back. Hello? Yes, he didn't mention anything to cover your back. One, it means that in this year, you never turn your back to run away from your enemies. Listen, anywhere you go, you are going with victory. You will conquer, you will conquer, you will conquer in every battle. Shout yes! Number two, the one who covers your back is God Himself. I see that this year you are subduing. You are overtaking. I see you subduing. I see you overtaking. We seek that fire. We seek that anointing. We seek that grace tonight. In the name of Jesus. Stop them like thunder. 1 Peter chapter 5, 5 to 6. We are closing. My God. 1 Peter 5, 5 to 6. He says that, likewise, you younger people, submit yourself to your elders. Yes, all of you, be submissive to one another. And be clothed with what? And be clothed with what? Humility. For God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Verse 6. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. I came to announce to you that your due time is this year. Your due time is this month. Therefore, I prophesy your exaltation. I prophesy your promotion. I prophesy your lifting up. In this month, you are lifted. You are lifted above the influence of demonic powers. You are lifted above curses. You are lifted above shame. You are lifted above setback. I see God lifting your head over many dangerous weapons. I see God giving the upper hand in all matters of life. Receive that fire. Receive that grace tonight. In the name of Jesus, God is lifting you. He is lifting you. He is lifting you. He is lifting you. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Clap your hands in the glory of God. In an attempt to break Moses, he said, remove the sandals of your feet. Where you are standing is a holy ground. Anytime you come to the presence of God, nobody judges you. But somewhere you bow your head and say, God, have mercy on me. The Holy Spirit begins to point to you the areas where you need forgiveness so that you'll be free. So nobody tells you anything. But the moment you come into church, you begin to ask God for mercy in that area of your life that you are weak. So the enemy will not have a chance to hold you in bondage. So anytime we come to God's presence, you begin to receive his mercy. Come boldly to his presence that you may receive what? Mercy. And obtain grace in time of need. That's how a broken individual is like. When you are really broken, my God, when you are really broken, you ask for his mercy. You ask for his grace. Amen. Anyone that God has used, the person was a broken individual. Job said, I was at ease, but he has broken me asunder. Hello? David said, I'm like a broken vessel. Look for that scripture, Matthew chapter 21. One of the verses, it says that, start from where it says that the stone that the builders have rejected is not the chief cornerstone. Look for that scripture and then the continuation. It says something that everybody will be broken, but there are some people, because they refuse to be broken, they'll be crushed. But if you allow God to break you, something useful will come up from the inside of you. Is somebody hearing me at all? Something useful. What is a useful thing? God can trust you with greatness. Once you are broken, tonight is a night I want us to start with praying to God to break us, to remold us. If tomorrow, Friday, and the subsequent days, we'll enter into deep stuff. Amen. He said that. Okay, 21. Then he said, have you never read in the scripture? Jesus said to them, the stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. Verse 43. Therefore I say to you, the kingdom of God will be taken from you and given to a nation bearing the fruits of it. This year, put your right hand on your head. We declare that you will bear fruit. We speak to the core of your destiny. As the heavens have given its due, and the word of God is proclaimed over your life, we release fruitfulness in your life. Be fruitful in the name of Jesus. May profit begin to manifest in your life. Abundance, increase, plenty in the mighty name of Jesus. Shout a living amen. Amen. Therefore, I say to you, the kingdom of God will be taken from and given to a nation bearing the fruits of it. And whoever falls on this stone will be broken. But on whomever it falls, it will grind him to powder. Either you fall on Christ, say, God, have mercy on me, break me, or by all means, the stone will fall on you. So two categories of people this year, those that have fallen on the stone and those that the stone will fall on. I know that you and your family, you are exempted from the judgment of God. God, he said it will crush them into what? Powder. But the one that falls on it and is broken, greatness will begin to grow out of the person. May that be your portion in Jesus' name. So he removed his sandals. God was talking to you about the fact that you have wondered about too much. You have seen too many things. Forget them as though you've never seen them. I'm coming to teach you the new things to see. Forget the things you know. Follow me as if you are a fool, and I'll make great things out of you. Number two, God said, I have heard the cry of my people, and I've come down to deliver them out of the hands of the Egyptian. Therefore, go and talk to Pharaoh. Anytime you have an encounter with God in prayer, he changes you to surrender to his will. One is what? Brokenness. Two is what? Surrender. No matter what you are doing, God wants you to do his will. Hello? Forget about the things you know. Surrender to my will. You are taking care of sheep. I want you to go and deliver my people. That's why when you're in church, you must find something to do in church. You must sweat towards the things of God. He said, man of God, what are we going to do? I said, we are going to do crusade. We want to do crusade in Kwabena. I want to start from our home. Then we hit town, man. By the time you realize, we are in Mexico. And in Mexico, you'll be the one to drive the car. After we land at the airport, you drive that long car. Our instruments are in it. We airlifted it. So be the one to drive. When you come, after coming to the crusade, you carry it on your head. You leave your wife and your daughters in 5-bedroom house in Ghana. Follow to do God's will. As we are praying for the sick, as the blind eyes are getting open and they are shouting, I can see, I can see. You be the one to lead them to the altar to testify. You must do the will of God. Amen. You must surrender. The one to fear in life. Two groups of people you must fear. People who are broken in prayer. People who are surrendered to God. Please, if you love yourself, don't go and fight these ones. Amen. A man who has surrendered his ways to follow God is one of the most dangerous people on earth, because God's eye is on him. He is special to God because he has taken God's work to do. Stand to your feet with me tonight. Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. There are lots of things to do in the house of God. One thing you can do for the house of God is that you pray that God's will and counsel will prevail in the life of the pastor, in the life of the church members. It's also work. Hello? You put aside your own needs and be praying that God prosper this church. Let there be testimonies. Let people receive turnaround. Forgive us our sins. Help us. You get my point? There is always something to do. So the prayer is that God, the first prayer of God, break me tonight. Break me tonight. Break me in the area of life that I'm too difficult to surrender. Take that aspect of my life away. Break me. You see, when God met Jacob, Jacob is a fast guy. He's Bible called a swindler, a con man. Jacob can con you when you sell your mother's cloth, the one that used to marry your mother. No. You sell it and bring the money to him. So truth was not in him. The waist is the belt of truth. So God had to touch that side to break him on that side. Started limping, but he was no longer Jacob. He was what? Israel. In a place of brokenness, your identity changes. Amen? Your identity does what? Changes. Like now, if I want to lift up your two hands, the Father, break me tonight. Break me tonight. Mold me afresh. Refill me and use me. Open your mouth and pray right now. Zazababababasha.
Break me, break me,
break me. Go ahead and pray. Break me tonight. Spirit of the living God, in any area of my life that I need visitation, let your hand break me tonight. Let your hand break me tonight. Remold me, Lord. Remold me. Refill me. Use me in this generation. Break my heart of rebellion. Break my heart of disobedience. In the name of the Lord Jesus, break me in my spirit. Break me in my soul. Break me emotionally. Fill every facet of my life. Fill every gap in me. Spirit of the living God. Somebody pray. Ezekiel 36:26-27. We are continuing praying. God must break us. When God breaks you and remolds you, you do more in life than what you can use your flesh to do. Bible said, by strength shall no man prevail. Look at it. The Bible said, I will give you a new heart. In the time God is going to break you, he said, I'll give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take out the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. 27. I'll put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my judgment and do them. Say in the name of Jesus. Say, Heavenly Father, take away from me the heart of stone and grant unto me the heart of flesh. Say, Heavenly Father, take away a backsliding spirit from the inside of me and give me your Holy Spirit that I can walk in your judgment and do them in the name of Jesus. You not only surrender part of your life, Jesus, but in this season, you want to lift up your two hands. Father, I surrender all. My will, my emotions, my intellect, Jesus, my life, my money, my strength. I surrender it to your cause tonight. In the name, open your mouth and pray right now. Surrender all to God. Give all to God. My heart, my mind, my spirit, my energy, my strength. The enemy will not use me. But Father, I give all to your service. I give all to your work. I give my heart, my emotions, my strength, my money. In the name of Jesus, I give all to your service. The enemy
will not occupy any aspect of my life to use me in any way. But Father, use me, for I surrender myself. I surrender my life.
The newness of the Spirit, that is what our hearts long for. We lift up our two hands to you. You who is Elohim, that you shall invade us tonight. We have lifted up our hands in surrender to your supremacy, to your power, and to your will. Make us into new people, a new breed, a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, that your praise may be seen in our lives. Thank you for taking over. Thank you for breaking us. Thank you for molding us. Thank you for filling us. Thank you for using us in our generation. May your name be glorified to the ends of the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You
made a way. Thank you for listening to today's message. We believe you have been blessed, uplifted, and transformed by the Word of God. Kindly subscribe to our podcast and as well follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Peacekeepers Assembly and on Twitter at Peacekeepers International for more updates. Or call our office on 054-6764-890. God bless you.